We got a guest now on the line. He is Ryan Bilsbach. He is the head baseball coach, first-year head baseball coach for the Auburn Knights, who just concluded one of the great Auburn Knight baseball seasons in quite a long time, getting ready for the postseason tonight. They'll be taking on Guilford in the first round of the playoffs. But we want to talk to Ryan a little bit about the turnaround at Auburn. Matt, of course, had a really excellent story this weekend about it. It was in Sunday's paper about it. But first of all, congratulations on this season, Ryan.
Thank you. And Matt, thank you for that great article. Certainly been a turnaround season for the program.
Talk a little bit about when you entered the program. It's your first year now. So what were your intents? What were your thoughts coming into a program that they only won one game last year in the conference, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. So I was the assistant there for the last 2 years, so I kind of knew most of the kids. I didn't think... I didn't know what kind of season we would have this year. So I kind of created the culture where I had all the kids buy in and believe in each other, believe in themselves, and believe in us as a team. And we just kind of took off and ran with it. So, and beat Freeport, who finished fourth in conference. So
almost beat Harlem, who was second.
Right, yeah, and we went nine innings in a shootout with Harlem.
You know, Ryan, when I was a sports center, then I had reporters come out and they would do interviews, and what you just said there, I just came in and tried to create a culture and create an attitude and all that stuff, and I hear that a lot. I like to get inside. Let's dig deep. What exactly, how do you do that? I mean, what did you do, and where did you see it come to fruition? I mean, what things did you implement, whether it be with the kids, be off the field or on the field or whatever, that would turn that around? Because everybody says they want to do that, but how do you do it?
So I certainly did it off the field. I didn't focus so much on baseball being baseball. I focused on baseball being a lifelong skill, right? So you learn things about being a teammate. You learn things about playing the game. You learn things about playing by the rules. So what I did was I kind of took, you know, we have a month until we play our first game, essentially, especially this year with the spring being so late.
Right.
I took that team building approach. So, I mean, our practice right before we went on spring break, I had the guys do nothing baseball related. They came into one of our workout rooms and we sat there and I paired them up across from each other with players that, you know, they don't know per se, and I made them ask each other tough questions. Things like, when was the last time you cried? You know, I got to their emotional side, their biggest fear, their nicknames, just to get to know each other. Because what I was preaching early on in the year is like, hey guys, you know, it's me, the three coaches, and you 18 players. We all we got. So I need buy-in from everyone, coaches included. So I did that team-building exercise, and I think that really took the next step, just so everyone could, you know, knows each other, and they believe in each other. So it was good. Go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, Coach, my youngest daughter's in econ class with Garrett and Graydon, and she says they talk baseball all the time in that class. And I was just wondering, how important is it when you take over kind of a downtrodden program to just get the players to really enjoy the experience and like the game? And it seems like there's been a buzz around this team and people have been talking about it, but you know, it's one thing to, you know, get players to be better and stuff, but how important is it just to kind of get some steam going where people like it at the sport and they're talking about the sport?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I'm gonna defer that one to the kids. They are selling the sport for Auburn. I mean, they're the ones obviously playing. I guess I kind of sold it in the school by creating some announcements. You know, just creating that buzz of Auburn baseball and plugging it into kids' ears and the administration's ears and fans' ears, just to kind of say, "Hey, we're here, and you know, we're staying."
I found it interesting in Matt's story the exuberance. So many times when you talk to kids in a situation like yours, where they were 1-17 last year, and you've come back, and kids will kind of say the same standard stuff, probably stuff they hear when they watch TV, other athletes talk about it. You know, that, well, we knew we had all along, nobody respected us, we had all this kind of stuff, and I sometimes think it's false bravado. But I thought it was really cool when the interviews that Matt had, Graydon Weston had. This is one of the least talented teams I've been on, but it's been amazing to see what we've done. He's been so brutally honest about it and how they were so, we beat Freeport, oh my God. And there's nothing wrong with being surprised at your success. So I kind of like that, and I think that's a good example of what you've got these kids. They're still enjoying it, but they're not coming across as cocky or anything. Like, they're just coming across as, we're enjoying the ride just as much as everybody else.
Yeah, certainly. That Freeport win was a great win for the program. That senior class, they were great. I'm going to miss them next year, certainly their leadership and their abilities. I've been there. This is my third year. So looking at the teams from the past 2 years, if you'd have told me that this team currently versus the past 2 years would have had a better record combined with the teams from the past 2 years, I would have said no way. And I think it's just that believe in yourself, believe in you as a program. So.
And the other thing too is that it looks like right now you're not only just building. It's not just an anomaly season here. It's not a couple. You know, you have this great senior class that's going to leave and then you'll go back to being, quote, normal, which is near the bottom of the Nick 10. You've got now a freshman sophomore team, and while they didn't have a lot of success, the fact you've got bodies out there, and I think that and the work you've done and now the success, the winning, the fact you're on the radio, your fact you're on the front page of the newspaper, I would assume that over in Auburn now, it might be kind of cool to be an Auburn baseball player, where before it's like, I don't want to be that.
Yeah, absolutely, and I credit you guys for that. I mean, this is only helping our program grow and our program become better and better. So I thank you guys for doing all this, too.
Well, appreciate that. But what did you do as far as getting more bodies out that you could feel the younger team? How did you convince more kids to come out a year after the varsity goes 1-17? Like I said, most kids would go, I'm not going to go out for that. I mean, they just get their butts kicked every week. But you've got them to show up. How'd you do that?
So I'm a PE teacher over there, and in every one of my classes and every one of my colleagues' classes, I plug them, hey, you know, try out for baseball, I'll give you a shot, you know. And even when kids would come up to me and say, hey, I want to try out for baseball, I'd say, that's great, I'd love to see you out there. So I'm showing them myself that I already believe in them by them asking me if they can come out. I think a lot of coaches maybe their ego's too high, and they say, you know, look, we got 30 already on our freshmen, which is nice, but they have the kids that maybe, you know, I'm not sure if I want to play, and they don't even give them the shot, whereas I give everybody a shot, show me what you got, and I'll work to fix what you need fixed. So kids experience success. Like, I had 3 kids on that fresh soft team this year who had never played baseball before, and getting them at bats. Sure, they struggled early on in the season, but boosting their confidence and having them experience success, they really grew in such a short amount of time. I mean, basic things like throwing the ball across the diamond to first base.
Sure.
It went tenfold by the end of April there.
Last question. I know you have to get going, but you got work to get to. But really quickly, talk a little bit about tonight. You got Guilford tonight, and how far I think you guys can go here in this postseason.
Yeah, certainly. Guilford, they've had a good stretch here. They've certainly improved since we last played them. They played some close games with some good teams. So we're going to have to be on our A game tonight to bring it against Guilford. And then if we win, we play at Harlem versus Tononega. Certainly, who won the conference. It's going to be a tough matchup against them. You know, we're playing to win tonight, and then hopefully have a shot on Wednesday, and who knows from there. So,
well, obviously, well, no matter what happens down the road, you've already been a success story this year, and you've obviously planted the seeds for success for long range for Auburn. It's kind of nice to see that. I see the Rockford Public Schools have struggled this year in baseball. East was a defending champ, but they've dropped down a little bit, and Guilford struggled a little bit. So it's nice to see you guys turn things around, and hopefully be a nice long run for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's Ryan Bilsbach, the Auburn baseball coach, again tonight. That game is at Auburn? Your game tonight?
Correct, 4:30.
4:30 at Auburn against Guilford. Winner goes on to play Wednesday against Hononegah. We will be broadcasting that game on Wednesday at SportsFan 1330. So looking forward to it, and hopefully looking forward to talking to you again on Wednesday then, Ryan.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.